This is Passport to Texas. Pelagic bird species live their lives on the open water, rarely touching land except to breed.
A place where they're going to have courtship and mating and build a nest so they can lay eggs and raise young. They can't obviously do that on the water.
Cliff Shackelford is Texas Parks and Wildlife's non-game ornithologist.
If you're an angler, if you're a surfer, you know, people that really like to be out in the open water, if you like boating, sailing, you've got to feel a special connection to this bird because these are your birds, because they're out in the open water just like these people that love to be out on the water. And these birds spend their whole time out there, and it's just remarkable.
Pelagic species go largely unseen.
On the Gulf of Mexico, we'll have strays that we will never know are out there until somebody's going out there to look or a specimen washes up on the beach, because this is not heavily birded terrain. It's difficult to get to. You know, there are a lot of fishing crews that go out and guided fishing tours, and actually a lot of bird watchers have figured that out, is don't wait for a birding group to get a boat full of people to go out to the continental shelf to look at birds. Jump in on a fishing tour, one that might be out for 2 or 3 days. Instead of fishing for the big fish out there, you're looking for birds that are also looking for fish.
The Wildlife Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.